SuperSense alerts me to suspicious credit activities
and possible identity theft. Should my identity get stolen, they'll cover me up to $1 million. How great is that?
So what are you waiting for?
Go to scoresense.com today and take control.
Scoresense.com, helping you protect and make sense of your credit.
Better Business Bureau accredited.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Message Rate Supply National Contest. It's time for another New Money in the New Year appointment. I'm money. Every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN and right now.
Yes, you have a chance to win $1,000 right now. Pick up your phone and text the word BRUSH, B-R-U-S-H. Text BRUSH to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 right now. Again, that 1 o'clock keyword is BRUSH, B-R-U-S-H, text BRUSH to 72881 for your chance to win a grand now with 92.9. You're going to have plenty of chances to win $1,000 today all the way up until 7 p.m., so be listening at the top of every hour for that keyword. But right now, text BRUSH, B-R-U-S-H, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. Good luck.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Keelan Lawson is going to join us in the next segment. We will talk to him about Dedrick Lawson's big night last night. He had 31-14. Obviously, Chandler Lawson is headed to Oregon. And also get an update on Jonathan, on Johnny Money.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him if we know that Penny decided not to recruit Chandler, who's now headed to Oregon. A good spot for him, and he's a good player. I don't know if he's going to recruit Jonathan. Maybe we can ask Keelan about that. Talk to him a little bit about it this weekend.
Absolutely.
You'll be interested to hear that.
We will talk to him at 1:25. But before we do that, it's a big weekend in the NFL. First of all, plenty of good matchups in the playoffs because we have reached the divisional stage of the playoffs. You got Colts and Chiefs on Saturday at 3:35 in Arrowhead. Colts definitely the hottest team in football right now, you'd have to say. I guess them and the Eagles. But the Colts are playing great football right now. Cowboys-Rams should be a good one. Should be an interesting game.
Mm-hmm.
That's also on Saturday. And then on Sunday, you got Chargers-Patriots in a game I'm not much interested in. Eagles-Saints, that should be unless something miraculous happens, the Saints should roll the Eagles in that game, I feel like.
The one I'm most interested in is this Colts Chiefs, the one you named out first. If I'm the Chiefs, I'm a little bit scared. And it's for some of the reasons that you said. The Colts are playing very well. Andrew Luck is on fire right now and feels like he can do anything, and that you'd have to put him up there with the best quarterbacks in the league right now. Like, he's playing that well this season. Not to mention their defense, not to mention the way they were able to run that ball against Houston. This is a time of year where if you can run the ball, control the clock, play good defense, you're going to be in a playoff game. They're doing it right. We know the Chiefs struggle defensively. They have all year. Patrick Mahomes has had to outscore people. The other thing about it, this is when Kansas City sort of seems to, let's just say it, choke.
Yep.
I heard the stat this morning. I believe it's 6 straight home losses in the playoffs for the Chiefs. I've talked to you guys about Andy Reid. You guys know this Andy Reid story. This is where this is his test. It always is. Mm-hmm. His teams are great in the regular season. The difference now for him is offensively, he's got a quarterback that's not a game manager. Yep. The guy's super explosive. The problem is, though, you got a defense to give up. Yes, they're great at sacking the opponent, but they're not great at stopping the other opponent from scoring points. And so, again, when you're going against Andrew Luck, who can get them, and again, and not just Andrew Luck, and an offense that ran for 200 yards against Houston, a decent defense.
Yeah.
I just see trouble on the horizon for the Chiefs. And this ain't the year for Chiefs fans to be doing, oh, here we go again. But it feels like that may be what it is on Saturday when those two teams play. I don't see how you look at this game and don't think the Colts are going to certainly have a good chance.
They will have a chance. They're going to win. I don't think it's a bad pick. The Chiefs are favored by 5.5.
Yep.
Should be
of course, it's Arrowhead.
It should be a high-scoring affair. It should be a very high-scoring affair. The over-under is 57, which is the highest of the weekend. I'd be tempted to take the
over. People underestimate that Colts defense. It is good.
They do. It's playing pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's playing pretty well right now is the Colts defense. I don't know. You know, if the Colts can establish that run game against the Chiefs, which is definitely doable, I think the Colts can win the game. I really do.
And I've told you in the NFC, I mean, last time Saints had home field advantage was 2009. What did they do with it? They took it and they went all the way to the Super Bowl. Saints are tough in the Superdome. I think it's going to be the same way this year. They're going to – you know, I thought the Foles magic in Philly would die last week, and it did not. They were obviously able to put away my Chicago Bears, and congratulations to Philly for doing that. It is amazing. We talked about it a little bit this week, what Nick Foles gets done in clutch time. He is quite good at it, but I don't think it's going to come down to clutch time against the Saints. They're going to blow you out in their building.
They've sort of
been waiting on this year. What Sean Payton did, put like $225,000 in cash in front of the players with a Lombardi trophy on top of it and said, y'all want this? And the locker room apparently went crazy. Like, that's a way to motivate some guys. You put that cash. You think he went to the bank and pulled that out?
I mean, where else would he get it?
Well, he didn't get it out of Bennett's account. You think he went to his own bank account and pulled that cash out of there from the bank of New Orleans or whatever? Like, where do you think a man goes to that's when you got money like that, where do you go to get $225 in cash?
That you have to, like, wire that? Don't you have to get that wired? I don't know how that works.
He had it in cash in the locker room, John. I'm asking you where you go to get it.
I have no idea. I've never had to.
New money?
No. Mm-mm. I mean, when I put the down payment on my house,
I mean, when you're walking out of the bank with that much money, don't you feel a little, you know, like somebody might be watching?
I'm not sure how that transaction.
We'll see if the motivational tactic works for the Saints. I don't think they'll need it. This won't be a close game. They'll beat the Saints in the NFC all the way. I like the Cowboys, but I like the Saints better.
Speaking of which,
and they're at home.
Cody Parkey is going to be on the Today Show tomorrow. Do you have any issues with that?
No.
I do.
Bennett has an issue.
Why have we ever cared
about Cody Parkey's Today Show appearance?
Bennett's point, why have we ever cared about a kick of the missed field goal? Now you get a national television appearance
because
we feel so sorry for you?
He's such a victim.
It got blocked. I thought that took a lot of the heat off of him. It should have, accurately.
That is what's wrong with our country, frankly.
The overreaction,
Today
isn't
Show.
It?
Like, that he's making the, you know,
it's the pity
part. Woe is me,
that's
pity
what this
party.
Is that what this is, John?
I mean, I can only assume that's what it is. Brad said something about his wife.
I didn't see it.
Is Michael Strahan on
it? It was the dude's job to make that field goal. He got paid millions of dollars to make that field goal.
Big field goal.
Come on. Now he gets a Today Show, like, sob show appearance. Give me a break.
That's what it will be. I mean, that's all it will be. It'll talk about how tough it's been the last, you know, week, and, you know, how he's leaned on his family and his faith and everything like that. And it'll be,
hey, you know what else he has to lean on? $1 million, multiple probably.
Well, do you think? I mean, he's certainly not going to be brought back with the Bears, so he's trying to make the most. You know, maybe he writes a book. You know, maybe this is the first step in writing.
Dude, this dude is a former Pro Bowler with Philly. The Bears are going to cut him. He's going to go somewhere else and be good. What happened to kickers all the time. They get a fresh start.
Right.
They get back to being the guy. That's what happened to Robbie Gould.
Right.
He was 82 of 85 in the 3 years he's been, you know, away from the Bears.
Well, the Raiders kicker, right? Daniel Carlson. I believe he was with
the Vikings. Like, you get the yips and you get it back.
Yeah. and he came to the Raiders, but he hadn't really missed a field goal yet.
Change of scenery often helps a kicker. Sometimes it's all they need.
So that is Colts Chiefs. Cowboys Rams, again, I think that could be a good one. I'm not picking the Cowboys. Todd Gurley is back. I think the Rams are just a better football team. It'd take a lot for the Cowboys to win this game. I just don't think Dak's got it in him.
I don't think it'll take a lot, quite frankly.
Me either.
I don't trust Jared Goff.
Rams did not look great.
Particularly against a good defense. I mean, he's got some things still to prove. I'm with you about Gurley. Like you've been getting your secret weapon ready for the last few weeks, getting it all polished up, right, and fine tuned and ready. And it does feel like we're sort of going to see an explosion from him. He looks like he's champing at the bit, John, to get out there and run that ball for those guys. But I do not trust Jared Goff, And so I would not be surprised at all if the Cowboys look, Dak's got that, got those folks believing. He's got that, that entire team behind him right now. You got the best thing in the world for a playoff team that's trying to advance, which is a running back that can take over the game.
Yeah.
They've got that in Ezekiel. I would not be shocked if they beat the Rams. I don't think it would take all that much either. That's a Rams defense, dude, that's kind of slick, not good. Do you realize teams run for 5 yards a carry on the Rams? 5 yards a carry. So you tell me what that looks like for Ezekiel Elliott this weekend.
Well, he
that's going to look like a lot of yards to me.
They better
shore it up. You know who the letdown for them is Ndamukong Suh.
Right.
When you got a guy like Donald on the line, how is Suh not just the most dominant force ever when Donald's literally taking on double and triple teams
mm-hmm.
and about to be, you know, possibly he's up for Defensive Player of the Year. I hope Khalil Mack will. Either way, how is Suh not better? How you got Donald and Suh on a line that gives up 5 yards a carry? You tell me that. There's something wrong there, and I think Ezekiel and the Dallas Cowboys are going to exploit it this weekend.
Yeah, they have not been the dominant defense that we thought they could be. They have a lot of talent.
It's just a bunch of names.
They have a lot of talent.
Yeah, it takes more than just
Aaron
names.
Aaron Donald, Ndamukong Suh, Marcus Peters. You know, they definitely do have Aqib Talib. He's been hurt this year, though. So they definitely do have name brand talent. But I agree with you. They have not been the dominant defense that they probably should be. Again, though, I'm picking the Rams at home. They are a 7-point favorite. They are a 7-point favorite against the Cowboys.
I'm taking the two dogs in the first. I'm taking Colts and I'm taking Cowboys.
And then on Sunday, really only one interesting game. Unless you go again, Nick Foles can find some magic, which I just against the Saints, I don't
we
see it.
We keep counting him out. Maybe we shouldn't.
Chargers Patriots is 12:05 on Sunday. I'm excited about this one. And frankly, why can't the Chargers win this game? Give me a reason why Phillip Rivers can't go in to Gillette and win this game.
How many kids does Phillip Rivers have?
8 or 9?
9.
He has 9 children.
They're going to be the saddest 9 people in the world on Sunday.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Because a lot of people have talked themselves into, and I've heard a lot of people. I love Phillip Rivers. I just wish he could break through one time.
Well, he's broken through.
And he's such a good guy and a good father, and he is. He absolutely is that. But, John, you know who he's going against? A man that does this for a living this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget his name, John. Say it.
Tom Brady.
People forget it. We haven't heard it enough here lately. Nobody. It's his time of year. Say it again.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady going to finish the Phillip Rivers and the Chargers season this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's done.
I think so, too.
This is what they do, Bennett. Yeah, it's not fair they got to fly across country like they do. It actually is fair. I mean, whatever. You're the wild. You didn't win your division,
exactly.
So you've got to.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt them. Patriots going to come out and get off to a big lead, and they'll be playing catch-up the whole way.
Okay, has anybody, like, watched the Patriots this year?
And tell me this. Why does everybody like Phillip Rivers so much when he talks trash the entire game?
Because he's a fiery competitor.
Because he doesn't curse. That's the reason.
But
Josh Pastner didn't curse either, and y'all got tired of it.
Phillip Rivers doesn't curse?
No.
Really?
He doesn't. He talks the trash in the Josh Pastner talk, but he's talking trash.
Well, Josh didn't talk trash ever.
No.
So.
But I'm saying he's not cursing, so it is kind of sounding kind of corny.
Okay, again, has anybody really, like, watched the Patriots this year? They have not been dominant whatsoever.
That's why you need to be scared of them.
But they're saving it for the playoffs?
Watch.
Listen, they lost.
They've had time to get kind of Gronk as healthy as possible. Tom and Belichick just sitting in the meeting room waiting.
I mean, they beat the Colts early in the year, and they beat the Chiefs, and they beat the Bears. That was a very impressive 3-week stretch.
Our only loss at Soldier Field, other than Philly.
They beat the Colts, Chiefs, and Bears in back-to-back weeks in the middle of the season, but then they went on to lose to the Titans. They lost to the Dolphins. They lost to the Steelers. You know, they won a close one over the Bills. Like, they just don't look like a dominant team. And yeah, maybe they do win at home. I'm picking the Chargers. I think it's Phillip Rivers' year. I just do.
Just like his kids. You bought in.
I really think it's his year, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got the run game. Now, I did see Melvin Gordon had a knee tweak. So if he's not fully healthy, that might change some things a little bit. But I like the Chargers to do it, man. I think they win in Foxborough this weekend.
As long as they handle that pressure that San Diego's front that defense is going to put on, you know, trying to get back there to Tom, they'll have that, you know, they'll have that iced out and identified early. Tom will be getting rid of that ball quickly.
I mean, Gronk has been a total non-factor this year.
Yeah, but he's had a couple of weeks off.
You know, maybe that helps. I don't know. I just don't see the Patriots. I mean, Josh Gordon ain't playing. Like, I just don't see them as this, like, scary, boogeyman, monster in the closet.
It's their time of year.
No, it's Phil Rivers' time of year. I told you he is Mr. December. It's January now, but that's going to continue. That's going to carry over. So that is the playoff slate this weekend. Stephen A. Smith, there's also been some hires in the NFL, so busy time for the NFL. Your defensive coordinator, who you were...
Vic Fangio.
You were cursing his name on Sunday for not sending blitzes on third down.
Well, he doesn't do that.
And now he is off to Denver. He's coming in the AFC West. He wants to try to take his shot at the Raiders. That's fine. I mean, best of luck, brother. You're going to need it when Doug Martin is, hitting the hole through the middle for a smooth four-yard gain on first down. What are you going to do about that when Muscle Hamster picks up a tough 4 yards on first down? The answer, not a damn thing. You're going to have to send some blitzes, big dog.
Brother, there are real teams in that division and real organizations he's got to
worry about.
Yeah, I know. I'm
talking about them right now.
Yeah.
You know, and then how about this?
They're both playing this weekend.
What you going to do, brother, when we hit Seth Roberts on a play-action screen for about 3 yards on second down,
man, Big Fangio going to shut y'all down. That's what he does.
On third and one, how about this? How about a halfback angle?
This is the worst thing that could happen.
Rashard, for a 5-yard game. Right. We just moved the chains on your ass just like that. Boom. Welcome to the AFC West, the Thunderdome, the real Thunderdome.
Where are y'all playing next year?
Doesn't matter. I'll play.
You don't even have a home.
I'll play on your golf course.
You're
play at Halley Stadium.
You're nomads.
We don't care where
we have a house.
We're going to move the chains on your ass.
Every game's a road game next year.
Don't matter. Our fans travel. They live in I mean, have you ever seen the Raiders in Nashville? We dominate.
Vic Fangio, good hire by Denver. Double down on what you do well.
Right.
Double down on what you do well.
Hand the ball off to Doug Martin.
That's what did. And I hear Kubiak's going to come back and run the offense for him. So there you go. Return to Denver. We'll see. The hire I like, slick hires, Adam Gase with the Jets.
Which is the one that's getting killed, by the way.
Well, Cliff Kingsbury got killed yesterday, too, all right? And I think we have a little audio of him getting killed. I don't know if I can back it up. But he got killed worse. The interesting thing with Gase
Why do you like Adam Gase?
Because he was the only guy that could get through to Jay Cutler. and think about it, you're getting through to a loser.
Right.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, most people, no one could get anything out of Jay Cutler, right? Make him care again because he's a loser by the end of it. It had been beaten out of him. Mm-hmm. Gase managed to get something out of it, dude. That dude did not have a real quarterback in Miami. Ryan Tannehill is not a real quarterback. He is a converted receiver, a former athlete playing quarterback that doesn't know the end. You know, you can put all the polish on him you want to, but when it comes to the natural inside of him, that guy was not your go out there, air it out, do it quarterback. You're never going to make him that. Gase didn't have that with him. Now he's got one. Now he's finally got a quarterback. He didn't even have one with Jay Cutler. Now he's got one, I think, in Bradford. This is going to work out well, I think. Adam Gase is going to finally prove to people that he's a good coach. It's been hard to do in Miami. Miami taught some tough breaks, even to the point where their own fans don't believe in this dude. But this dude's real. And he's unlike Cliff Kingsbury,
wow.
I think Gase is an offensive genius.
Wow. That is strong. That is strong. Interesting.
Kingsbury's a guy who's worked with Patrick Mahomes. People see McVay. They look at what he did with Jared Goff. They look at Kingsbury, who had two winning seasons at Texas Tech. That's it, right? Didn't do anything. He failed in that job.
Yeah.
They look at him. They see the They see the quarterback whisperer that McVay is, Nagy is, and they say, you know what? I want that. And copycat stuff don't always work. Yes, it's a copycat league, but a lot of folks die trying to be the copycat, right? End up having to push the reset button.
Yeah. Anyway. The hires I like, obviously, Bruce Arians in Tampa Bay. You know, he's a quarterback whisperer. I think that might be his book. He has a book out.
Who's he whispering to?
Oh, Jameis.
Oh, okay.
And here's what he's whispering. Stop licking your fingers. That's weird.
Stop turning the ball over.
That's what I'd whisper to Jameis.
He's going to get him an orange Kango.
Stop eating your fingers.
I like Bruce Arians. He's a player's coach. The problem is, after a while, that wears off.
Right. Yeah. Also, I like Fangio. I like Fangio in Denver. I mean, I think, that's it's what you said. It's what they do well. Build your defensive identity. They're a mess offensively. Case Keenum is clearly not the answer there.
Serviceable, though.
Yeah, they got to figure something out, though.
We know he's serviceable. We saw what he did in Minnesota. He's serviceable.
They got to figure something out. I'll tell you who people don't like. That's Cliff Kingsbury.
I told you.
At Arizona. Stephen A. Smith.
Now, this was ridiculous.
Is one of them. And before we get to Keelan Lawson, this was a little bit of Stephen A. Smith on his radio show about the hire of Cliff Kingsbury by Arizona.
This dude Kingsbury that just got hired by the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, my goodness. John, JC, did I miss something? Was Kingsbury's team the one that won the national championship this Monday instead of Dabo Sweeney? Was that his team? Am I missing something? I don't understand. Is there something that I have missed here? Is there something that I have failed to comprehend? Is this guy some golden boy that I missed? Was this guy the hot ticket that everybody should be clamoring for? The man didn't even have a 500 record at Texas Tech. He got an offensive coordinator's job at USC, and before he had a chance to take a leak, this brother's got a head coaching job in the National Football League. How much time, Duno, John, did he actually spend at USC? What, a week? He didn't even have an opportunity to go to Roscoe's for chicken and waffles. I mean, what the hell is going on? And this guy is some candidate that you're clamoring for? Okay, he's photogenic. The ladies will love Mr. Kingsbury. Mr. Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, let's stop the presses right now. The ladies are going to be all over the place drooling over Cliff Kingsbury. He's photogenic. In some people's eyes, it looks like a model. In my personal opinion, he looks like he belongs on The Bachelor. Here's the problem. He looks like he belongs on The Bachelor more than he belongs on the sideline as a head coach for a National Football League team.
Now, that'll do better. What do you think that has? I mean, what does that mean?
Sounds personal.
It does. I mean, first of all,
someone's good looks, you use them against them as like a weakness.
Cross promotion.
You know what I mean?
I'm used to that. Cross promotion.
No,
with The Bachelor, Disney, ABC, The Bachelor, they do that a lot, you know, so I understand that. Like, that's kind of what's going on.
Oh,
there.
I missed that one.
Yeah, like,
hey, now I see.
It makes sense.
Very y'all. I feel naive now.
Yeah.
The dropping that little.
But why hold his looks against him?
I don't know.
That's
the problem for Stephen A. recently on these rants, right? He just says, I'm looking at Hunter Henry, who hadn't played all season, and he's out there, and you know what I mean? And that's why they got him yesterday. Did you see what the Cardinals tweeted at him?
What they said?
On his rant, they said, they just, you know, kind of, what are you talking? They reached, or they requoted or whatever. They said, we thought you'd be in a good mood since the Chargers activated Hunter Henry this week. Got 35,000 likes. They flamed him. And 5,000 retweets. He's got a, you know, he's been spread thin lately.
Yeah.
And his rants have been lacking substance.
They have.
And that one, if your best, you know, your best argument for Kingsbury's, I mean, he did talk about the record at Texas.
Right.
At Texas Tech, no question. But if your other best argument is because of the way he looks.
Well, what would people have said?
It's pretty thin.
What would people have said about Bill Belichick when New England hired him? They'd say he was a failure in Cleveland. You know, it didn't work in Cleveland. So, you know.
Again, I sense copycat on this one.
Right.
This guy hasn't won enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's worked with Mahomes, and yeah, I'm sure Patrick.
Well,
Mahomes
he might be a better NFL coach than college. He may be.
Maybe. I mean, maybe that's part of the reason. I don't
right.
know. Some of that's often the case, but I just don't know why. To his point, why so coveted off what he's done? I know why. It's because you look out at the Rams, you look at the Bears, and you say, okay, this is what I want to be right now. I want to get a young guy that's going to be the best friend of my quarterback.
Right.
And,
right.
and they're hoping that's the case with Kingsbury. I just don't know if he knows enough about the rest of it.
Right.
We'll see.
We'll find out. There's no question about it. All right, we'll come back. Keelan Lawson is going to join us. We'll talk to Keelan about Diedrich's big night and his big season, Wooddale, his opinion on Penny Hardaway. Lots to get to with Keelan Lawson. He's going to join us when we come back. Jason DeJohn, ETRN-FM, ESPN.
It's funny how things can multiply, like cold weather. One minute, a few snowflakes fall. The next, you need a snowblower just to find your feet. Or tardiness.
We're working.
Run 2 minutes late in the morning and you're a half hour late to work.
Come on.
But good things come from multiplying too, like the new Multiplier Instant Games, which give you a chance to multiply your winnings. So go ahead, enjoy the good kind of multiplying today with the new Multiplier Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Fun. I smell the newest Jumbo Ones.
with a chance at a $4 million top prize. It's so big, you can play both sides.
Jumbo Bucks 300X. Good news, you don't need magic beans to meet this giant. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, giant-sized fun. Please play responsibly.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. We hope that you and your family have a wonderful year this year. And we wanted to remind you that if you need us, we're there for you for any of your plumbing, HVAC, air duct cleaning, insulation, or whole home generator needs. Right now, Choate's is still offering its $60 furnace tune-up and its $99 drain cleaning specials. We also have very competitive financing options with Carrier gas furnaces starting at under $50 a month, tankless water heaters starting at under $80 a month, and select Carrier HVAC systems with 60 months no interest financing available too. Call today to take advantage of these specials at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com and turn to the experts with Choates and let our family serve your family.
An unreliable network can cost you money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction knocks out the power, you can still upload that presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 131.19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Recruitment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Connection pro backup limited up to 6 hours. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Offer price requires eco bill pay for this billing and auto pay through Comcast Business My Account.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Platinum Jewelers in Memphis and now also in Germantown is the place to go for bridal jewelry. I've been telling you about them for years. It's where I bought my wife's wedding ring. And if you're about to make a big purchase, it's the place you need to go to. Platinum Jewelers specializes in engagement rings, wedding bands, and eternity bands. And if you don't find what you're looking for, they can help you custom design it. So if you're thinking of proposing, don't do it until you go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. They got two locations in the area. One is at 545 Perkins in East Memphis, and the new location's at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown. That's Platinum Jewelers on the web. PlatinumJewelers.com.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Because I like it like that. Because I like it like that. We're back, and as promised, his name is Coach Keelan Lawson. He is the head boys basketball coach at Wooddale High School. He's a former University of Memphis basketball assistant, and he joins us now. Coach Lawson, welcome back, sir.
Hey, how y'all guys doing?
Man, everything is great. Everything is great. And I tell you what, it was good watching you do your thing again this weekend. I was telling our listeners about Briarcrest, watching you coach your Wooddale basketball team against Chicago Simeon, Derrick Rose's old squad. And, man, you looked like you were back in your element, Keelan. It looked like, Coach, you were enjoying yourself, man. You having fun?
Oh, yes, sir. Most definitely. I'm having fun being back on that grassroots level, you know, of basketball where everything is innocent.
Man, you look loud. Now, you say you're having fun. I saw you coming out of halftime. You look like you're about to wring somebody's neck. That, now, that's the Keelan Lawson I remember when it came to motivating kids. Man, how's it felt to sort of get back into it? I see you got that blood boiling again.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, you got to hold kids accountable.
Yes, sir.
You don't hold them accountable, they'll go out there and do anything. So, you know, I just had to, you know, had to get on that bud, hold them accountable, you know, and hope that it worked. So the second half, you know, it did. So
who's,
we came out, you know, victorious.
Tell the truth, Coach. Whose butt did you get on the worst?
I got on Chandler.
And, man, you were on Chandler in a way I'd not seen you on him. What was he doing? And it looked like in the second half it sure paid off, Coach. He was playing. What was going on at halftime? And just talk about sort of the way Chandler's playing. He's shining that second half.
Well, you know, just going through the motions. You know, it's kind of like he reverted back when he was playing with East. You know, being second, third, fourth option. I don't need you to be second, third, or fourth option. You're the first option. So you got to make everything go. You know, you don't have James Wise. You don't have A-Lo. You know what I'm saying? You don't have those other supporting cast, so I need you to step up, you know. So that's all it was, you know, making them step up, holding him accountable. If this your team, then act like it's your team.
He answered the bell.
Coach, we haven't talked to you in a while, and since the last time we talked to you, Chandler committed to Oregon. How about that fit? I know we had talked about it before. Maybe he didn't want to necessarily go too far from home. Oregon is definitely far from home. What do you think about that fit for Chandler and where he's headed?
Man, it's a great fit for Chandler, you know. Chandler is a finesse kind of player. Their West Coast basketball plays up-tempo, plays finesse. They don't have the bucket players, you know. They're grit and grind. So I think it's for him personally.
In terms of Dana Altman, what you like about him? We know how good a coach he is. We've talked to Dylan Brooks, who swears by him. What have you learned about Dana Altman in your talking to him and your relationship with him?
Well, Dylan Brooks, that was the whole key.
Yes, sir.
When Dana Altman came to me, they said, hey, Chandler – way better than what Dylan Brooks was coming out of high school. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We can take Dylan Brooks and he can become a first rounder. We can do the same thing with Chandler. He come in, buy into the system and play, you know, hard. You know, that's the same thing they did with the kids from, you know, Golden State, Troy Brown. You know, those guys came in that played that three or four positions and they just went there and learned the system. And, you know, and it was beneficial to him. One thing that I like about Coach Altman is that he is a positionist coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's the king of the positionist coach.
Yep.
You know, with the offense they run, and that's it, Chandler. Chandler is a positionist player, meaning that he can play multiple positions. So you need to put him in a system that he can, you know, play multiple positions and let it go. So that's it, you know, Chandler characteristics. It's style of play.
Coach, when you guys went out to Oregon and you're talking to Altman and you see the system and sort of Altman's vision of what he has in mind for Chandler, was it a no-brainer at that point? Did that push Oregon over the top where it wasn't much of a decision at all? Or was this a tough decision for Chandler that came down to a couple of schools?
Well, it came down to a couple of schools. It came down to, you know, of course, to Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, that's what I was wondering. Yeah.
In South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I came down to those schools, and just, you know, it's funny, you know. I called the coach, you know, Coach Damon Stoudemire.
Yeah,
I called him over the summer because, you know, we keep in touch. I called him. I said, Coach, man, I'm calling you because, you know, I respect, you know, your decisions. You know,
absolutely.
I respect you, you know, because, you know, believe it or not, you know. No, Damon was one of the ones who helped me get into college coaching, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
sir.
I said, man, what you think about Chandler? He said, you know, you know how Damon talked, Coach Keelan, I told you, man, your boys are West Coast guys, man. Your boys are West Coast guys. He said, man, West Coast perfect, Chandler. He said, man, Oregon is perfect. He said, I was the one that told him they need to get on him, to get on him. Because he said, you know, Chandler is a player that jack of all trades.
Yep.
You know, he can do everything.
Yeah,
you really don't know what he can do good because he can do everything. And then, you know, Damon was very instrumental on helping me make that decision, you know, as far as, you know, with Oregon, you know. And when he put the stamp on the program and the much respect he had for Coach, you know, Auburn, you know, that was easy. So when we went out there and visited campus, it was just laid out, man, you know. And then, you know, of course, Dylan Mitchell, you know, my best friend's son, Dylan Mitchell, you know, he didn't help in none either. So
he's headed off to the NFL, isn't he, Coach?
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's going
to know.
He's going to be a good one. How about the development of Jonathan? I know he's obviously the youngest, and you know, a lot of hype about him and how good he can be. How's his development been like this year, Coach?
Man, it's come along. You know what I'm saying? It's come along. He's had to step his game up and be more of a scorer because he's so unselfish. So you know, I hold him accountable not only getting other people involved, but also make sure you know that you can score. You know, it was one game we played. I think Jonathan had 0 points. And the one that got said, Jonathan, you ain't scored a point. But Jonathan said, man, but I got 12 assists. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So Jonathan don't worry about scoring. He want to make sure he gets the other guys involved. And that's good, you know, that a lot of guys like playing with Jonathan because he's a pass-first kind of player and like to get other people involved. But I know for him to be where he need to be, he need to be a little unselfish at some time. So, you know, it's been helping out, you know, with his development has been coming along.
Yeah, is he a freshman or a sophomore?
He's a sophomore.
Yeah, so have the recruiting calls started yet at all?
You know, you get a lot of interest, but, you know, there ain't no calls, but you get a lot of interest. So I think when that time comes, you know, he'll be good.
Coach, you know, I'm curious about this. Do you think Penny will recruit Jonathan?
Man, you know, believe it or not, Kenny Johnson, you know, I think Kenny Johnson has a great relationship. You know, Johnson is a real good friend with Penny's daughter, you know, and they talk, you know. So, you know, Johnson wouldn't mind, going to Memphis and Memphis recruit him, mm-hmm. you know, because I think him and Penny has a relationship, a love-hate relationship. But Penny knows that Johnson knows basketball, and then he knows that Johnson will make sure he gets other people involved. So when that time comes, you know, you can never tell what, you know, what happened.
How about what your two other sons at Kansas are doing, and particularly Dedrick last night has 31 and 14. I remember us having a talk after you guys had decided to go out to Kansas, and you told me, Jason, if he just puts up the same numbers he put up at Memphis out there in the Big 12 and against that schedule, you know, I think it could potentially change his future. Coach, that's what he's doing, and he's doing it against the best teams in the country. How about Dedrick? And is this what you expected in terms of it looks easy to him, Coach? I know it's not, but it looks easy just like it did back here.
Well, yes, sir. You know, I've been knowing it with Dedrick since he was younger because he's always been playing up. You know, he's always been playing against guys that are much no athletic than he is.
Right.
So the thing about Dedrick, you know, it's funny. I was, you know, listening to a scout. They're just talking about, well, you know, he's not athletic. It seems like his motor is slow. But here's the thing. He sees everything like Matrix. It's slow to him, but he sees 4 or 5 plays ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you have to speed up when you already know what's going to happen 3 or 4 plays ahead? So you just take your time and, you know, and go through the process when somebody else may not see things 4 or 5 steps ahead. So they're trying to rush to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how Dedrick game is. You know, it's almost like the old bull and the young bull and the old bull. The young bull said, man, let's run down here and be with all the cows. The old bull said, let's walk down here slowly and we can get each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just kind of how Dedrick game, you know, he just see everything slowly and then he uses basketball IQ versus the athleticism.
Are y'all hearing anything yet, Coach? You hearing, or is it too soon to start doing that? Like, what do you do about that? If folks, you know, are you hearing first round? You hearing always the second round? Are you worried about that?
No, I don't. Only thing I do is make sure I tell DJ, make sure you get your double double here.
That's what you used to do.
That's what I do. I don't worry about because as long as he produce and get his double double every night, everything else will fall in place. So you know, I really don't get into that. You know, right now.
We are, of course, talking to Coach Keenan Lawson. He is the head boys basketball coach over at Wooddale, former University of Memphis assistant coach. Coach, obviously, it is the story of, you know, the city of Memphis right now, at least in sports, Penny Hardaway's first year. What have you made of the job he's done and you know, how his system looks?
Man, Penny's doing a great job, you know, with the hand he's dealt with. You know what I'm saying? He went out. He did what he's supposed to do. He got the local kids to stay that was coming out. He got the local kids in the near future to stay. So now he just got to put all that together, you know. I think, you know, he was entrusting those younger cats during the non-league to go out there to try to help get their feet wet to build their confidence. Then you see if they went to lead play against Houston, he had to go with the older guys because they've been there. Yep. But they just now that if the younger cats just embrace what the older guys are saying and just follow their lead, you know, they'll get through the league in the top three. You know what I'm saying? So, but the older, but the younger cats, they got to embrace it. And then I think Penn is doing a good job of letting those older cats lead the way now. So I think he's doing a great job. It's not going to do him to get better. It's not going to, it's going to get better.
You always said when we had you on that you thought, you know, James Wiseman would end up at Memphis, and obviously that was the case. What kind of a message do you think it sends, you know, here in the community, around the country, for Penny to get the number one player in the country to, you know, to stay in Memphis and turn down Kentucky? What kind of message does that send, you think?
Man, that's a good message that the University of Memphis did the right thing by hiring him. You know what I'm saying? He did the right thing. He delivered all what he was promised that he could deliver, and that's getting the top players out of the Memphis area to stay. You know, and James going to do well. You know, James going to do well at the University of Memphis. And then, of course, James know that any school he went to, he was going to be the top five pick. You know what I'm saying? So why not just stay here in the relationship that Penny has with James and with the family? It works hand in hand. You feel what I'm saying? So James stayed here. Penny looked good on delivering his promise. DJ stayed here. Penny looked good delivering his promise. So now it's just time for, you know, next year to come and we can put those guys out on the floor and let them have fun and see the finished product.
Coach, have you seen whether it's Wiseman, you know, Evan Daniels has been writing about it. He's playing tougher on the defensive end. I know I saw that this weekend over Briarcrest. DJ, he's added to the shot. He's trying to get more aggressive. Malcolm, have you seen those guys get better this year for their high school teams?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have. I've seen James get better now because now, like you said, he has to play defense. So that's one of the things that Chandler was like the glue on the defense, and then, you know, it was more balanced.
Right.
So now it seems like James is taking up this slack from Chandler not being there. So James now is being a little more assertive, protecting the rim on defense, which will help him, you know, when he gets to college. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with DJ. DJ's been working on that jump shot. The only thing I want DJ to do is probably to rebound a little more. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But I think that'll come when he get over there to Memphis, you know, he'll be able to rebound, you know, a little more. His shot is nice. He's running the floor. He's doing everything he's supposed to do. Malcolm is being a little more assertive on offense and trying to score. Like I said, he's taking up the slack from Chandler, the scoring that Chandler was doing. Now Malcolm had to step his game up, so now that he has to be a little more assertive on offense, you know, to be able to score. So I think each one of those, you know, guys are doing what they're supposed to do to help them get toward to where they're trying to be coming in as freshmen.
No doubt about it. Coach, it's always good to catch up, man. Glad everything's going well at Wooddale.
Coach, I got my pen. What year for a state title class, AAA state title for Wooddale? I got my pen. You've done this before. What year will it be?
I'm trying to get there this year. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you
know, sir, that's what I thought.
You know, I read a book called Now. It's now. It's now. You know, why wait till later?
Why not?
You can do it now. So, you know, I'm looking for us, you know, to go in there and finish strong and, you know, and do what we do. So, you know, that's why I was hired for.
They got the right coach.
No question.
They got the right man.
Coach, I always appreciate
it. Thank you for this, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Yep. He is Coach Keelan Lawson over there at Wooddale. Did say that, you know, listen, his youngest son, Jonathan, would not mind going to Memphis. How about that?
Thought that was interesting.
How about that? So clearly that communication is still.
He said a love-hate relationship with Penny. You hear that?
Yeah, I did hear that. But I respect it.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll come back. Jason and John on HR and FM, ESPN.
You know it. New money, new year.
Or you wear the money.
Trio.
Coming up at 2 p.m., we are all for that cash. New money, new year. Get the code weekdays at the top of the hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Text that code to 72881. Data message rate supply national contest. And you could get paid a grand. New money in the new year. You know where the dollar's at the top of every hour weekdays. 92.9 FM ESPN.
The calendar has flipped to 2019. That means the NFL playoffs are happening. Basketball season's going strong. So if you like me, Gary Parrish, you're probably going to spend a lot of time watching games. And if you want to sip a drink while you're doing it, could I interest you in New Amsterdam Vodka? New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. And as you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam's got you covered. They got a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. So again, if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam, they got you covered. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or at a wine and spirit store. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. That's newamsterdamspirits.com.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
All right, guys. New Year's resolutions are hard, but getting an amazing deal during the Xfinity New Year New Deal, that's easy. So now through February the 3rd, get started with Xfinity TV and Internet for just $35 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a two-year agreement. With download speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, you'll get Stars and Showtime included for a year. With Xfinity, you can use the X1 voice remote to quickly find and watch your favorite shows on Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and more. I do this all the time. It makes everything so convenient. You ain't got to remember like channel numbers or anything like that. It takes care of it for you. You can watch the best shows, movies, and even live TV on the Xfinity Stream app with the most reliable internet. This sale ends February the 3rd. So to learn more about the Xfinity New Year New Deal today, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store. Requires eco bill, paperless billing, and auto pay enrollment. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Actual speeds vary. Equipment tax and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement term and premium promo, regular rates do apply. Netflix and Prime Video streaming membership required.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you're a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's data analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or our Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more about these tech-focused programs at our graduate info session on February 5th on the campus of Christian Brothers University in Midtown Memphis. Register today at cbu.edu/graduate. That's cbu.edu/graduate.
Guys, it's 2019, which means you need to get your affairs together. When I say affairs, I mean your insurance, home, auto, maybe life insurance. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you're a young man that thinks he doesn't or doesn't need it yet. You do. Maybe you need commercial insurance for your business. I've got just the guy. His name is Eric Winston, and he's a Memphian. As a matter of fact, he's a former Tigers football player, played football with D'Angelo Williams, and came up over there at Kirby High School. He's a Kirby Cougar. Now he's got all the answers when it comes to, as I said, your insurance needs. I want you to let him help you put together a tailor-made insurance package that's going to fit your life. Like I said, home, auto, life, commercial, he does it all. He's partnered with over 24 insurance companies. He's going to make sure those companies compete for your business. That means low rates because they're going to want you. So give him a call at 901-275-8173. Again, that number, 275-8173. Let him take a look at your situation. My guess is he's going to look at that situation and save you some money, have you better covered than you are right now. You can visit him online at WinstonInsures.com. Again, WinstonInsures.com. That's Winston Insurance, serving Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee.
On Saturday, February 16th, professional football returns to Memphis. Get on board as Hall of Famer Mike Singletary leads the Memphis Express into its inaugural season in the Alliance of American Football. Tickets available at AAF.com or at Ticketmaster.com.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every day around this time, what are we checking out? Let's get it.
Here's what 92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
Yeah, pretty simple.
Before you start, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
You two need to raise the bar on this. I have given you now, with checking out R. Kelly. What's happening now? Everybody's all over now, and John now, he may be charged with something. Then I gave you yesterday, I've told you that Houston's going to lose its first game. And what happened?
They lost.
So somebody's been high level.
I didn't realize it was a competition.
Somebody's been high level in these things, and then somebody each day has mentioned wrestling.
Well, that's
so we're going to need to get a little better.
That'll be over around next
here,
week.
Okay?
That's Bennett, okay?
Because I think people are starting to look to me for stuff, and they may want to look to you guys as well to bring some heat in this segment.
I've given you a high-dollar poker tournament. I've given you Project Blue Book.
That was interesting. Gives a damn
Project
about
Blue
that.
Book was the one you could have probably kept.
Yeah.
It was no R. Kelly story.
I've shown a lot of range.
I'm ready today.
No wrestling today, Bennett?
No wrestling.
It'll be wrestling on Monday, though, because Raw's in town.
That's right.
Yeah, I got to take Chris to that.
All Bennett wants to do is talk about wrestling. That's fine. I'm checking out Memphis ECU tonight. Obviously, I'll be there, covered it for ESPN 92.9 and The Athletic. Memphis is a 15-point favorite tonight. They should roll. But again, this is just one step in the journey of, running things in the AAC.
Right.
Getting there, at least, and making sure you have a first-round bye in the AAC tournament. You got to win games like this. Again, Memphis is a 15-point favorite. They have one of the best offenses. I don't know if you know this. In terms of speed and tempo.
Oh, I'm aware.
In the country. They're top 20 in scoring, and they're top, 10 in pace and tempo? So
number seven.
They are a fun team to watch, at least offensively. So I'll be there tonight taking it all in.
East Carolina, one of the worst offensive teams in the country, I think at 3-10, so that's a game. I would echo John what he said. That's a game you got to win. For me, I'm going to watch after Tigers. I, of course, have my eye on Tigers ECU.
I'm checking out a guy that Keelan Lawson just mentioned with us in our last segment. A guy he asked where his son should go to school. When he was talking about his recruitment, Chandler Lawson. Damon Stoudemire and his Pacific team take on Gonzaga tonight. Number 5 Gonzaga. Yes, that Gonzaga in conference play. They're 14-2. Damon's squad is 10-7. And tonight, John, they are 25.5-point underdogs. I'm here to tell you today, Damon ain't losing by that many.
They're going to cover.
They're going to cover.
Okay.
That's what I'm here to tell you. I'm coming strong. What you got, Ben?
I've actually got two things.
Wrestling.
I'm obviously going to watch the Tigers later on, but that's a late tip. So before then, I'm going to check out on TNT, we have Celtics versus Heat.
Okay.
That is two of the next four Grizzlies opponents on the schedule.
Yeah, I see what
I want to see. The Heat is
it's
the next game. I want to see what the Heat have been up to lately. That is a must win for the Grizzlies. We've got to get on a little winning streak here. So I'm going to check that out. Love the TNT broadcast, obviously. Kenny, Shaq, Charles, like Ernie. That's a great broadcast. Also, we talked about a great film anthology today in the Mad Max anthology. There's four films in the Mad Max series. And on Netflix now, there is another film anthology that I'm a huge fan of that they've put all the movies on Netflix, and that is the Indiana Jones series. All four movies on Netflix now. I've been diving back in. It's been a few years since I've seen all of them, so I'm watching them all in a row. Probably check out a little Temple of Doom this evening before the Tigers.
Look, man, I love you more and more every day.
Yeah.
Now that I know we share the same love of Indiana Jones, that love's even stronger.
Mm-hmm. We were texting about this last night. But they also added onto Netflix Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And I saw Matt Stark endorse this on Twitter. And, you know, it just occurred to me, like, I've never seen Monty Python. I've heard a lot about it. But is it worth my time?
You know, this is going to upset a lot of people that I think probably think they have me all figured out and my interests and everything.
No, are you talking to me right now? Yeah.
But
it feels like it.
Not a fan
of Monty Python.
And you're right. I figured you would be, Ben. That's honesty.
It doesn't.
I thought you would be.
It doesn't do it for me.
It's corny, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It's corny, like just, slapstick comedy.
It's not,
like,
it's not my humor.
Yeah.
It's not Memphis, Tennessee humor.
Correct.
Not even corny, maybe part of it. But
you
yeah.
put it in the.
Corny don't play well here in Memphis, Tennessee.
I put it in the same category, you know, of the National Lampoon stuff. Like that's,
well, and I like a lot of the National Lampoon stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, those are
really, yeah. really
American treasures.
Yeah. Chase, but are they, do they hold up?
The Christie Brinkley looking at them in the baseball.
Yeah. Do they hold up?
Like a classic
yes.
scene.
I watched Vegas Vacation the other day. It was great.
Okay, so they do hold up. So you're saying Monty Python is better than, or is worse than National Lampoon?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you know what it is. Like it's like the Michael Jordan thing. People grow up with a movie, and they never want to let it go. Like it's the best movie ever.
Yeah. Even. Well, no offense, but I love my country, too.
Huh?
I love my country.
What does that mean?
Monty Python. It's not us.
Oh, I don't. Oh, okay.
It's like British.
Oh, I got you.
British.
I got you.
It's British humor, yeah.
It's their stuff.
I got you. So, yeah, a lot going on tonight. Memphis, ECU. I'll be in the building. And so it should be a good one. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests today who joined us, Jeff Calkins and Keelan Lawson. Stick around for the Eric Castletine Show. You are not going to want to miss that. That's going to do it for us today. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station. Home of Golic and Wingo, weekdays 6 till 9 a.m.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it. And they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring. And that happens also. So we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 4 locations. See us online at rijewelers.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Wing Guru is now open inside FedEx Forum for all events and has quickly become the talk of the building because people can tell the difference in something freshly made versus something frozen out of a bag. We're talking about a place that's ranked as the sixth best wing joint in the entire country, about a place that has award-winning sauces like Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Honey Gold, Spicy Taco, and Nashville Hot. We're talking about a place that fries its wings in premium oils, which is a difference you can taste. It really is terrific, which is why Wing Guru is growing by the day, and as a result, they need employees for all three locations right now, and they're offering scholarship assistance for juniors and seniors in high school or young adults wanting to go back to school. One Wing Guru location, that's on Mount Moriah. Another's in Bartlett on Stage Road, and the newest, again, inside FedEx Forum. You can apply in person at any of those locations or online at thewingguru.com, and if you're ever at home craving wings, understand that the Wing Guru is now delivering via DoorDash. You can order for delivery at thewingguru.com or place an order for pickup in-store. That's the Wing Guru here in Memphis on the web, thewingguru.com.
You certainly don't want to use a doctor or a lawyer who isn't experienced, and the same goes for real estate or any sport. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, and I'm with Coach Terry Tippett, winner of 6 state basketball championships. Coach, don't you believe that experience makes a huge difference in whether you win a game or not?
Yes, Sheldon. Knowing what to do and when to do it makes all the difference in the world. Just like your experience, you know what to do and when in selling a home.
Yes, Coach, my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can make a difference in whether you sit or sell. Just like knowing which club to use when we play golf.
Sheldon, the difference is that you know real estate, but not necessarily the right club to hit.
Okay, but when somebody wants to sell their home, don't choose the wrong club, the wrong real estate broker. Talk to 2 to 3 and let me be one of them. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. At 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com for a hole-in-one.
Morning, Bob.
Morning, Brenda. Your dog is growling at me, Brenda.
Weird. He doesn't seem to recognize you.
That's because my identity's been stolen.
Bummer, Bob.
My own kids.